Hello and welcome to the Fave English podcast, your one-stop shop for Venezuelan football in English, bringing you fortnightly episodes dedicated to the Venezuelan league, the national teams, and the myriad of Venezuelan players around the world. Today I'm joined by Caracas Football Club fan Jorge Fagundes. Is that the correct pronunciation of your surname?
Jorge Fagundes.
Fagundes. Well, and the reason why I'm so excited is because we have a very rare set of circumstances to talk about today. Jorge is one of just two Caracas fans to have attended both away games in the Copa Libertadores so far this season. Firstly, to Paraguay to see Caracas against Libertad, and then to Bolivia against the strongest. And as of today, Jorge has just told me that for the third game against Paranaense, he will again be present. Jorge, as well as yourself, there's one other person who has made that exact same journey. Who is that guy?
Yes, and the other guy that do the trip to the three games is my father.
Exactly.
Jorge Fagundes Senior.
That's exactly the kind of thing that we love about football. Fathers and sons on like cross continent journeys to support their team. And what makes it even more special is it's no secret to many people that the economic situation that has plagued Venezuela for many years now limits fans travelling. But here we are with Jorge, who's done both away games so far this season and will be doing the third. But before we talk about what that entails and how the journey went for you, I want to start with your background as a Caracas fan. So Jorge, how old are you now and how long have you been supporting Caracas for?
Man, seeing Caracas in the stadium in any game, I can tell you that I do that since 2008. Copa Libertadores of that year, Caracas San Lorenzo was the game that I said, "Wow, I love this and I want to see this all my life." We won 2-0, goals of Román Vargas, my favorite player of all times in Caracas, and Rafael Castellín, the most the goal scorer top of Caracas.
So your very first Caracas game was a Copa Libertadores game?
Not that, because I went to a Caracas Sao Paulo the year that Sao Paulo is champion of the Cup. I see it in the stage group, and we lost in Brigarte 0-2. But I don't went more to the games until that Caracas San Lorenzo in 2008 that I see it in the Olympic, I see it the barra, I see the players, and it was crazy.
So before you were a Caracas fan, presumably your dad has been a Caracas fan all his life. Is that where you get your support from? Or does he follow Caracas because you do?
No, we begin this together. He said me to go to that game in Brigido versus Sao Paulo, and we went the two, and with my mom and uncles, and in 2008 I talked to him, and we went together, and since that day to actually we went to all games together.
So that was about when you were 14 years old, more or less, the San Lorenzo
14
game.
14 years old.
In your time supporting Caracas, what have been your best memories, the high points of being a Caracas fan?
Oh, and be champion, it's an incredible thing, obviously. I saw the 10, the star 10, 0-5 to Italia. Crazy. 0-5, mm-hmm. The final. I in the stadium, and I do the Olympic the Olympic round, and mm-hmm. I see in TV because I was 16, so I didn't travel to Caracas Táchira 1-4, but I see it in TV. Mm-hmm. Second star that I see that I live. Mm-hmm. I went to the final of the first final in Caracas, the first final in Caracas. I see the final in 2019. I don't see it because we don't.
Yeah. Were you on the bus that day?
No, we don't pass. But in the bus, we are champions.
Mm-hmm. But, were you on the bus that day? Were you traveling to the Táchira game when the bus was stopped?
We traveled, but we don't pass to.
I remember talking to Canaro about it. But you were one of the guys that made the journey and got stopped on the edge of the city.
Yes.
And ended up celebrating in Barinas.
Yes, we was amazing. Five bus, I think, mm-hmm. A good number. I had another game that I remember. I remember when we won Gremio in Copa Libertadores 2013. Gremio eliminated us in 2009 in the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best performance of Caracas. So that's a revenge. So
yeah.
I remember a lot.
So you've seen Caracas beat a team from Argentina. You've seen Caracas beat a team from Brazil.
Yes, here and away. So local and away.
So one thing that the first time we met was when Caracas played Estudiantes last season.
Yes,
and I came with the barra to Estudiantes de Mérida to Mérida to watch the 1-1 draw. And as we're recording this tonight, you've just got back from, again, Mérida,
again, yeah.
Where this time it was a 0-0 draw. It's a long, long journey. But when I was with you that day, and obviously we spoke a lot on the bus, one of the things that will always stick with me, and particularly more now you've just made this journey to Libertad, is a situation you were in, in 2020. As the world knows, in March 2020, COVID put the entire world into a lockdown, essentially, and you got caught up in that lockdown while supporting Caracas. If I remember correctly, you ended up stranded in Colombia on the way to watch, or having watched, Caracas face Independiente de Medellin. But prior to that game, you'd been in Paraguay watching Caracas against Libertad. And you ended up stranded in Colombia for 9 months waiting for a flight back to Caracas. And another element to that that, you know, is even more fascinating, I think, for anyone listening, will be that although you were stranded in Colombia, you actually ended up staying with your mum, because that's where your mum lives, and your dad as well. But at the end of those 9 months, you came straight back to Venezuela. You were waiting for the opportunity to return to Venezuela. Some people may see that strange, and some Venezuelans may have used that as an excuse to stay out the country, but you were actually desperate to get back to Venezuela.
Okay, yes.
And why were you so desperate to get back to Venezuela? Is it just your love of the club, or do you see Venezuela as, you know, this is where you were born, this is where you have your life, your family?
Well, you said and the thematic of this podcast is that I obviously love Caracas, and this is a reason for I don't want to stay out of Venezuela, never.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, but it's real. But I have a lot of things in Venezuela, work, my dad live here with me, friends. I'm a guy of friends, of the friendship I evaluated a lot. My mom is here in Venezuela right now.
Your mom is back in Venezuela?
Yes,
amazing.
Because she has a better status
mm-hmm.
in Colombia, so she can stay 6 months out of mm-hmm. so she can. So I have all here.
Your whole family are back together?
Yes, so
perfect.
I'm good here, and Caracas is mm-hmm. on one.
And I remember when you told me that story back in, I think, November of last year, one thing that I noted down is you said Venezuela does many crazy things and makes many crazy things happen. And I think, you know, that was a perfect example.
Yes.
Even though your mum was living in Colombia and you could have stayed, you still wanted to come back to Venezuela after the pandemic. And despite the fact that we're still technically in a pandemic, or many parts of the world are, Caracas got drawn against Libertad again. And again, you decided to make that same journey, even though last time you made it, it ended up with you stuck outside of Venezuela for 9 months.
Yes, that's karma, man. That's karma. It's my karma.
And when you saw the draw for group stages, and you saw that Caracas would be playing in Paraguay, in Bolivia and Brazil, were you straight away, did you know that you wanted to be going to those games?
Yes. My friends always, all their years, write to me, text to me for the games. And I said I want these two games. I want it. I do the draw because I like Paraguay. I went only one time that time in
2020.
But I like it. It's calm. The people are good. You can do things. Bolivia. I don't know Bolivia. I know 9 countries of South America, CONMEBOL, and I don't go never to here.
So now you've been to Bolivia. You've been to all 10 CONMEBOL nations.
Not for football.
Mm-hmm.
Not for Caracas.
Yeah.
But I know all the countries here. And Brazil Paranaense, it's my favorite trip because I love the people of you, good people, so excellent.
And when I said in the introduction to this podcast, you and your dad were the only two people to have gone to both those games having travelled from Caracas. So, you know,
and
done the...
to Caracas.
Yeah.
Because another guys go of Caracas, but not went mm-hmm. to Caracas.
And it's, you know, it's really interesting not just to speak to somebody that's followed a team away in South America, but, you know, undeniably the context and the backdrop to doing that from Venezuela makes it all the more difficult just because it's unusual. The football culture in Venezuela is arguably smaller than other countries, but also the finances involved and the logistics involved is why so few fans are able to make that trip, because I'm sure without the economic situation, a lot more fans would make the same trip that you and your dad made.
Yeah.
So tell us about that trip, because when I spoke to you again, just before the game between Monagas 2 weeks ago, you'd only been back in the country for a matter of hours before you were straight back to the stadium to watch Caracas versus Monagas. On April the 10th, you and your dad left Venezuela for Paraguay. Tell us the journey. How did you get to Paraguay? What did it involve? How long did it take?
Okay, it was a large journey. We traveled Caracas, San Cristobal, a Sunday, I think so. Mm-hmm. Sunday.
The day after the Deportivo La Guaira game.
Yes.
And you were at that game as well.
We played Saturday. We saw the game and we traveled Sunday. San Cristobal, you can do the trip Caracas, San Antonio. So you take a car, San Cristobal, San Antonio. You can cross the line all the days. It's for your ID.
Mm-hmm.
The final number of your ID, you can pass or not. And my dad and me have a
different number
of ID. So well, we have to do things with the authorities and pass. You take a car to Cúcuta, the airport, in that case, and took a airplane to Bogota, Cúcuta, Bogota. In Bogota, we have family, so we stay that night with an uncle. The only night that I sleep in a bed in, I don't know, 20 days, 15 days.
You were out of Caracas for exactly 20 days from leaving for Libertad game to arriving afterwards.
To the next Saturday, 2 weeks later. We took another plane, airport of Bogota, El Dorado, to airport of Asunción. And we have a problem here that for pass to Asunción, you have the yellow fever.
Mm-hmm. Yellow fever vaccine, yes. Or the certificate.
Vaccine, yes. And in the page of the country, they said that you need if you are for an endemic country,
mm-hmm.
but not specifically what is the endemic country. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the vaccine here, but mm-hmm. there. The authorities did a card that said that we can go and we have to get back to Bogota. My mom is here now,
mm-hmm.
so I have the lucky that I do a call. Please sit so in my bed in in my room for the paper.
Mm-hmm.
The paper was invalid because our 10 years and they have 14 years, 15 years. But she took a picture and I saw the picture fast. Uh-huh. And that's good. Dun, 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 dun.
So you nearly weren't allowed into the country?
Yes.
Wow.
My father passed because he have 16 years, 60 years, uh-huh. 60 years. So they don't need
okay.
at this age. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. So it's the same. But, well, we passed after a scar, a difficult moment. We passed to Asunción for 4 or 5 of the morning, the day of the game. So we stay that day for the game, buy the tickets, do things, now they see the city. And the game was in the night, 6:30.
And how many Caracas fans were there in total?
In total? Well, Barras, we was 7.
Mm-hmm. So 7 from the Caracas Barras, so 7 of the yes. hardcore, and yes. then in total?
11, 12, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the game, well, we lose that game 2-1, and we stayed that night in Asunción, crazy night. I don't know if this podcast are for that, but
no. Tell me, I want to know
what was Paris.
What was so crazy
Paris,
about it?
Paris night.
Okay.
Disco Paris. Yes.
Any good details you want to share?
Nah.
So, from Asunción, you traveled directly to Bolivia, or did you have to make a difficult journey there as well?
The problem that the games are away the two, but with a week of difference between the games.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go, come back, and go to La Paz because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
So I stay 10 days in Argentina, Buenos Aires, but today. 10 days that I have to work in Caracas, so it's a problem. But well, I went to Argentina, stay Friday to Friday, yes, mm-hmm. a week. Before that, we do Asunción Formosa in bus, in car.
Mm-hmm.
Formosa is the last city between Argentina and Asunción in Argentina side.
Mm-hmm.
We stay a night here. I don't know, Formosa, cool. And we do a flight to the capital, Buenos Aires. And the airport here is this room in
a small airport
in Formosa, yes,
the same size as my living room.
Yes, yes. One flight in the day, Buenos Aires, Formosa, from Buenos Aires, and
uh-huh.
that's all.
And where did you stay when you were in Buenos Aires? Did you know people there as well?
Yes, the guy, Jose Hernandez, a saludo para Jose, that do the trip, Caracas, Asunción, Buenos Aires, La Paz. We stay with him in his home. Obviously, all excellent. It's a good. It's a friend. A good night. Yes, we're relaxed here. 7 days, 8 days in Bayes.
And then the journey from Buenos Aires to La Paz was that a complicated journey as well?
Yes, we want to do to travel well. We went before to Jujuy, the last city, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Bolivia, in the Argentina side. We know a lot of things in Jujuy. We travel in Jujuy, the small cities, the towns.
Yeah.
Humahuaca, I don't know the names, our names of our regions of, yes. And we know a lot of things. Today's Friday to to a Sunday, and the Sunday a group came to Jujuy and do the trip together. 7 persons to Argentina, the line to La Paz.
Mm-hmm. And how many Caracas fans in total were at the game against the strongest in La Paz?
Barras, 30.
30?
30, yes.
3-0?
3-0.
Nice. And then in total?
I don't know, because it was a lot of peoples of Venezuela with flags, but we don't know well what kind of people are there.
So they may have just been Venezuelans rather than Caracas fans.
Yes, and they might be fans of and were think of mm-hmm. of here.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Uh-huh. Theory.
Yeah.
The others, I don't know. Theory.
Nice. And obviously that was a good result, but also a very late game. Like, it kicked off very late at night.
Yes.
Gone 10 o'clock. But most importantly, Samson Akinyula got an equaliser around 10 minutes from the end. What was it like to... You got the goal against Libertad from Bonsu, but the game finished 2-1. To get an equaliser in La Paz, probably with less than 10 minutes left, probably thinking that you were going to lose, and two games on the road without seeing a victory. What was that emotion like? What was that feeling like to celebrate an equaliser at the death in La Paz after, at this point, 2 weeks of travelling around South America following your club?
Yes, the goal of Samson, that one, it's a crack, a crazy guy. Samson is crazy, man. You see it in the pitch and it's crazy. That was happy. I don't know, happy. Because, you know, you do a trip of 20 days and you don't play, but you have the I don't know, responsibility that one or draw have a point of 6 of that read, and you lose in Libertad, I lose in Libertad, I am losing in La Paz, and Samson do the goal.
And was Samson's goal at the end that you were at as fans, or was it at the other end of the stadium? In comparison to where the goal was, where were you in the stands?
In the other stand.
You were the other end of the pitch?
In both games.
For both goals?
In Asunción, it's in the other...
And the same with Samson's goal?
Yes.
Okay, that's a shame. It would have been amazing if he was like celebrating right in front of you.
We celebrate together, the theory. Are my brothers, are my friends. It's more beautiful that celebrate with Samson, because Samson is a great guy.
Yeah.
A great player. I love it. But Samson is Samson. It's a player. But these guys that... are your friends? I stay with you 20 days.
Yeah.
2 days. You don't see it in years, because they live in another country, and you see it. Are your friends? I go together is a sensation.
So a lot of the people that you saw and that you were supporting Caracas with against Libertad and the strongest were friends that you haven't seen in years.
Obviously, man, this is the thing the thing I more love in my life is Caracas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that you know here, it's another thing, and are my friends, and I stay 1 year, 2 years with no seat, and you see it 1 day, 2 days. Only that, 1 day, 2 days, but it's a...
But normally, after an away game, like for me, when I was following Southampton in England, I think the furthest I'd travelled to an away game was perhaps Burnley away. So 7 hours on a train.
Okay.
And when I went to that game, we lost as well. And to lose against... It was the first game of the season, very first game of the season, in 2019-20, okay. Burnley away. And the night before the game was the night that I knew that I was going to be writing the book about Venezuelan football, because I'd hit my fundraising target. And I hit the target just before midnight, and I stayed up until about 4:30, 5 a.m. in the morning, replying to everyone's message to say thank you. And I was talking to people in Venezuela as well. So obviously Venezuela was 5 hours behind, so people were talking to me at 10 or 11 o'clock for them, but for me it was 3 a.m. But I wanted to, you know, say thank you to everyone and talk to everyone. But then I had to get up to go to Saints Burnley. So I had about 2 hours sleep, and then I was straight on the train, and I was drinking with my friends. A long journey up to Burnley before the game even kicks off, and then we lose, and then we have to make that journey all the way back again.
It's painful. It's
obviously painful. You've got a point in Bolivia, so it's something to celebrate.
Obviously.
But having to make a journey from Bolivia back to Caracas, that is a long journey to have ahead of you.
Yes.
With not much to look forward to. How was that journey home in itself?
Yes, it's a difficult trip. Yes, because you travel to see the games, to win the games, and you don't win, but you already do the games. You see your two games, and now you don't have anything.
Yeah.
Come back. The motivation again, like always, it's the team. Mm-hmm. The team played that Saturday in Caracas. So I want to do that trip fast.
Yeah.
To stay here Saturday, because Wednesday to Saturday, 3 days and 5 countries, it's difficult.
Yeah, and you weren't just getting on a plane direct like the Caracas team would have done. You had to buy a fly, drive.
I saw the players in the airport.
Yeah?
The airport, yes. They do La Paz Santa Cruz, I think so.
Uh-huh.
And Santa Cruz charter airplane to Caracas.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
Yeah, and then
I can do that.
You and your dad got back at 7 a.m. on the Saturday against Monagas, and then by, I think, what was it, midday or 1 p.m., you were at the stadium with your dad,
yes.
And I arrived shortly after. And then Caracas Monagas finishes 2-2. And then, finishes 2-2 on the 30th, so 20 days after you'd left for Paraguay in the first place. And then on Tuesday, Caracas hosted Libertad in the return fixture, where your journey began, and won 1-0 again. Samson Akinyula getting the goal, which puts Caracas in a good place going into their next game. They're at home against the strongest of Bolivia. A win in that game would put them in a very good position to qualify for the last 16. Of course, you're going to be there, but then afterwards, the final game away in Brazil against Paranaense, again, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
You would have seen every game of the Copa Libertadores group stages in that time?
In that time,
In this season, all 6 group games?
Yes, I think so.
Incredible. Do you think a win against the strongest on Tuesday will guarantee Caracas a place in the final 16? Do you think a win will be enough? Or do you think there will still be something needed against Paranaense?
Okay, before I talk about soccer like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I don't understand you or you to me. We don't do only an airplane La Paz Caracas.
No, of course.
No, yes, we have a long trip.
Uh-huh.
Caracas Lima, Lima Bogota, Bogota Cucuta, all this in airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And Cucuta Caracas in bus, Friday to that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That is the game, and the bus take 24 hours, and the bus have to take 12 hours. So I'm crazy because I think that I can't go to the game. Monaga, so
and then
terrible.
When you were at the game before me, you were already there when I arrived, and I only had a 15 minute journey from my house.
Yes.
And when I got there, as always, you had a beer in your hand. Incredible.
Obviously.
How much sleep do you reckon you got? Cheers indeed. How much sleep do you reckon you got in those 20 days?
Sleep?
Yeah. Were you sleeping like 4 hours a night, 5 hours a night?
Man, in Argentina we sleep because we are in the home of Jose, this guy. But the other day we sleep in bus, in airplanes, and it's not easy.
No.
We have a lot of trips. I think in that yesterday, well, this is later, but in the trip to Bolivia, then I don't know how many trips I have in Venezuela, or a lot, I don't know, really, 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't know.
Yeah.
And always it's difficult to sleep, to walk. it's like the first in a trip of well 20 days and 6-7 countries. It's huge. So it's very difficult to sleep. You are thinking in the game. You are thinking in any problem that you can have here. But well, the soccer. If we win to the strongest, we arrive to 8 points. Yes, 8 points.
Yeah.
The strongest in 5. If Libertad win to Paranaense, it's a good scenario. Libertad win to Paranaense.
Because surprisingly, at the moment, Paranaense are bottom of the group.
Yes.
And then the Sudamericana champions.
Paranaense is the favorite of the group, but they can win away.
Mm-hmm.
He lose in La Paz, he lose in Paraguay, he drew her, and 5-0, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But yes, we have to win here.
If Caracas get through their group and they get into the final 16 of the Copa Libertadores, is there anywhere that you won't go, or wherever Caracas draw, you're going to be there?
Man, my only problem to go to a game of Caracas, travel, I say to your public, 1 point is the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know that if you have a situation, a problem, and if you don't have money, it's impossible.
Yeah. But
I think that's not the case this year, I think. And the work. I'm
self-employed?
No. Workaholic guy.
Workaholic?
Yes. And I'm so responsible with the Caracas, with my work, with my family, with my friends. So I don't like no stake in my work, for example.
But yeah.
If Caracas passed to the round of 16 or passed to a Sudamericana, I don't want it.
I hate Sudamericana.
Uh-huh. I want to go. I think I will go.
Yeah.
But you don't know ever. But I want it, yes.
Sudamericana,
16.
It has been a pleasure to listen to your journey. Amazing. I can't believe it. When we first met on the bus to Estudiantes, the men of the game back in November, to now know that, you know, you've been to every game, or you're going to be going to every game of Copa Libertadores, the sacrifice you've made to do that 20 days out of the country. And, you know, in that time, I went more or less, went back to England.
Yes.
I was in England for 3 weeks. Getting my visa for Venezuela, and you were traveling around South America, and the one game that we both missed back in Caracas was the Clásico.
Yes.
Caracas against Deportivo Táchira, and Caracas
won. Man, we won.
And we both missed that game. But I need to stop wearing my black Caracas shirt to
obviously
games.
Obviously. Because
Caracas haven't won a game this season. Amazingly, no one can see this because obviously we're audio only, but whilst Jorge professes his love for Caracas, he's currently sat in my living room wearing a Southampton shirt, my club. So it's amazing. And a little story that may interest you that Jorge told me today. He wore this shirt to work in Caracas. And his colleagues know that he's a big Footvay fan. But, you know, Footvay isn't widely followed in Venezuela, to be fair. And they actually thought that the red and white Saint shirt was an Estudiantes de Mérida shirt. Is that right?
Yes, I said then of my travel to Mérida, and they think that I buy the shoe of Mérida like
A memento.
Like I remember, but
yeah.
No, man, it's Caracas, not Mérida, not Mérida.
Uh huh.
Don La Guaira, don anything, Caracas.
But the strange thing is that Estudiantes de Mérida do play in red and white stripes because of Southampton.
Yes.
I told you before. Southampton gave their kit to Athletic Club de Bilbao in Spain. And then Estudiantes de Mérida were founded by Jesuit priests from Bilbao in 1971 and brought with them the Bilbao kits, which in turn were the Athletic Club kits, which were in turn Southampton Football Club kits. So your colleagues, although they don't know much about Footvay, they weren't far wrong when they guessed that it was possibly Estudiantes kits. Jorge, again, thank you very much for telling us your story today. It's genuinely been a very enjoyable episode for me.
I want to do something. In first place, I don't know how to say that, obviously, but I want to pay pardon to your audience because my English is not the best. Say that you. So, but, well, man, I want that you understand the most possible, but it's not my...
Your first language. Yes, no, of course not.
It's difficult, but I tried. Thank you. And yes, un saludo para toda la gente de Caracas, sobre todo para esta gente que estuvo en el viaje. Rubén Arismendi, gran amigo, José Hernández, que recibió, entre otros. Nada, agradecerles a todos y bueno, a ti, Jordan, de verdad. Eres el mejor.
No, un placer para mí. Well, gracias por todo y chao.